So we've got Jenna and Sean ready to take him down. Morning.
Hi.
How's it going?
Good.
Okay, so you guys are brother and sister. You say you play along every morning in the car. And Sean, you said you normally beat Sam when you're playing from the car, right?
Yeah, I tend to know a lot of the smaller little pieces of knowledge.
Okay, good. I like that. Very I like good. That. And I love, Jenna also texted that she needs a new pillow, so that's why she wants $100.
Nice. So
all right, so we've got 30 seconds on the clock. Good luck, you guys.
Thank you.
Okay, guys. Clint Eastwood calls Hilary Swank Mokushla in this 2004 movie.
Pass.
What party game involves a shifting shortage of chairs?
Musical chairs.
What type of fruit is a winter banana?
Plantain.
What city is the Louvre in?
Paris.
What astrological sign is the bull associated with?
Taurus.
Clint Eastwood calls Hilary Swank Mokushla in this 2004 movie.
Pass.
That's all we got.
For the winter banana, it's the apple.
Okay.
There you go. You still have time. I love brother and sister. You guys are arguing over the right answer in the car. I love that.
Yeah.
All right, so Sam is coming back in from his isolated booth where he's listening to Mr. Vain. Perfect
right.
song. Mr. Vain.
That's you.
All right, you're up against Jenna and Sean this morning.
All right, Jenna and Sean.
Okay. Clint Eastwood called Hilary Swank Mokushla in this 2004 movie.
Pass.
What party game involves a shifting shortage of chairs?
Musical chairs.
What type of fruit is a winter banana?
No idea. Pass.
What city is the Louvre in?
Paris.
What astrological sign is a bull associated with?
That one I know. It's Taurus.
Clint Eastwood calls Hilary Swank Mokushla in this 2004 movie.
Million Dollar Baby and the Winter
Banana.
Banana.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. What is a winter banana?
We're about to find out.
A frozen banana? Like bruised
right.
banana?
Clint Eastwood calls Hilary Swank Mokushla in this 2004 movie. It's Million Dollar Baby. Sam got that one right.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
What party game involves a shifting shortage of chairs? It's musical chairs. You were both correct.
That game was ruthless.
It was. I was very competitive even as a child. Didn't love that. All right. What type of fruit is a winter banana? It is an apple. And Jenna knew that.
Yeah.
Oh,
Jenna,
really?
Nice work.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a type of apple. What city is the Louvre in? It is Paris. You both got that right. And the final question, what astrological sign is the bull associated with? It is Taurus. Somehow Sam has been working on his astrological signs.
Slowly.
That means we've got another tie.
Oh, yeah.
Goodness.
Okay, so Sam leaves the room. He's in his isolated booth. I ask you guys a question. The answer is a number. You just have 5 seconds to answer. Whoever comes closest to the actual number within 5 seconds is going to be the winner, okay?
Okay.
All right. Sean and Jenna, how many episodes of The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air are there?
90 or...
No.
Quick.
200.
I'm going to take 90.
Yeah, we got to take it.
All right. And Sam's going to come back in from his isolated booth where I'm going to ask him the same tiebreaker. Ooh, Sam, you could be losing 2 days in a row.
I know what's at stake here.
How glorious the thought. Sam, how many episodes of The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air are there?
Let's go 180.
180?
Yeah. Figure like 10, 11 seasons at 16 episodes each. Okay, yeah.
Oh, yeah, just some quick little 5 seconds.
Yeah, just off the top of my head.
Blah,
you know?
Blah, 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 blah. The answer is 148.
Okay.
Sean and Jenna said 90. Sam said 180. Unfortunately, that means
yes.
Sam just did some quick math, and I think that makes him
the
winner.
Not by much.
Sorry, you guys.
Thank you.
You did really, really well. We'd love for you to play again, okay? You're a lot of fun.
Thanks.
And
thank
you guys are a good team. You should go on the Amazing Race or something.
That's the plan, actually.
Yeah, I think you guys would do awesome. Make sure you call us if that happens, okay?
Definitely.
All right. Have a good day.
You too.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye. We've got Martin on the phone this morning. He was the one we originally had on the phone ready to take Sam on.
Oh, Martin, I don't like your chances.
Oh, I have a little bit of useless knowledge, just like you.
All right. Well, you can barely use a phone, so I don't know what that says about you.
Okay,
I'm out.
That was a burn. That was a burn. He was having some phone issues. All right, Sam is leaving the studio now. Martin, we've got 30 seconds on the clock for you. Good luck, okay?
Yes.
Okay, Martin, here we go. What famous U.S. highway runs from Chicago to L.A.?
66.
What is the name of Ronald McDonald's big purple friend who loves milkshakes?
Oh, pass.
If you leave a hospital AMA, how are you leaving it?
Say that one again.
If you leave a hospital AMA, how are you leaving it?
Pass. The other answer is grimace, I think. It,
Kotex, OB, and Playtex are brands of what?
Oh, like women's protective products. What do you call those? Pads.
All right, okay. We're going to bring Sam back in.
Buzzer went.
He was in his isolated booth listening to a little Pitbull this morning.
Yeah.
Okay, Sam, you ready to do this thing?
I'm so ready for another
win. We had to go into a tiebreaker earlier this morning. Sam was sweating.
It's not easy.
Things got real.
Thought we were going to go on a losing streak. All right, 30 seconds on the clock for Sam.
Okay. What famous U.S. highway runs from Chicago to L.A.?
Pass.
What is the name of Ronald McDonald's big purple friend who loves milkshakes?
Oh, grimace.
If you leave a hospital AMA, how are you leaving it?
Pass.
Kotex, OB, and Playtex are brands of what?
Tampons.
Zooey Deschanel starred in this this TV show about a teacher that lives with three guys.
New Girl?
What famous U.S. highway runs from Chicago to L.A.?
I don't know. And the AMA, I'm going to say it's voluntarily. Mm. Oh.
Ooh, that's that.
All right, let's see how you guys made out this morning. What famous U.S. highway runs from Chicago to L.A.? It is Route 66. Martin was correct on that one.
Oh, nice.
Nice work. Mm-hmm. What is the name of Ronald McDonald's big purple friend who loves milkshakes? It is Grimace, and you are both correct on that.
Okay.
If you leave a hospital AMA, it means you're leaving against medical advice. Neither one of you were correct
opposite
on that
of
one.
Us, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Kotex, OB, and Playtex are brands of?
Tampons.
We were looking for feminine hygiene products.
We would have taken that,
but
yeah.
Sam said tampons, and Martin said pads, so you're both correct
All
on
right.
that one. Zooey Deschanel starred in this TV show about a teacher that lives with three guys. Good show. It's called New Girl, yeah. And Sam was correct on that one, which means we have a tie, my friends.
Oh, my.
Another tie. All right, Sam's going to leave the isolated booth once again. You've got 5 seconds to answer. The answer is a number. Whoever comes closest within those 5 seconds is going to be the winner. Okay, Martin? Mm-hmm. Okay, mm-hmm. Martin, for the tiebreaker, for the prize, how many islands make up Fiji?
Wow.
Oh, my. I'm going to say seven.
Seven islands. Seven. Okay. We're going to bring Sam back in from his isolated booth.
That was a wild guess.
Okay, I know. It's tough.
Most of them are.
Sam,
I thought it was one.
In 5 seconds, how many islands make up Fiji?
86.
86 islands, to be exact.
That's a lot. I don't know how many.
It's not enough, actually. The answer is 330 islands.
What?
Yeah. Martin wow. said seven. Sam said 86. Unfortunately, that means Sam's a winner again, Martin.
More useless knowledge than me.
You had some good new useless knowledge there, though. I was actually very impressed.
Yeah, well, when you're standing in front of that wall of feminine hygiene products, you pick up some things.
You take
notes. OB, Playtex. First of all, good on you for going out and buying your wife pads and
That's
tampons.
Right.
We love you for that.
Thank you so much.
And we'd love to have you take on Sam again in the future, okay? So try again.
I would love to. And I would love to.
Okay. And I know you get a car full of people, so I hope you all have a great day.
Thank you. Have a good day.
Okay.
Morning,